Gary wipes at his eyes with one of his big hands. "It's the coffee," he explains.
"Is it that bad?"
Sally takes a sip. "It's just her same old regular coffee that hasn't killed anyone yet."
"Oh, no," Gary says. "The coffee's great."
His eyes are as dark as a crow's feathers. He has the ability to catch someone by the way he looks at her and make her wish he would go on looking.
"It's coffee in general that does this to me. I get reminded of my grandfather, who died 2 years ago. He sure was addicted to coffee. He had 3 cups before he opened his eyes in the morning."
Something is truly wrong with Sally. She could feel a tightness inside her throat and her belly and her chest. This could well be what a heart attack feels like. For all she knows, she could end up unconscious on the floor in seconds flat, her blood boiling, her brain fried.
"Will you excuse me for a minute?" Sally says. "I'll be right back."
She runs upstairs to Kylie's room and switches on the light. It was nearly dawn when Jillian got home from Ben's, where half of her belongings are now taking up most of his closet space. Since she has today off, her plan was to sleep as long as possible, go shopping for shoes, then swing by the library for a book on cell structure. Instead, the shades are being cast open and sunlight is spilling across the room in thick yellow stripes. Jillian squirms beneath the quilt. If she's quiet enough, maybe this will all go away.
"Wake up," Sally tells Jillian, and she gives her a good shake. "Someone's here looking for Jimmy."
Jillian sits up so fast that she hits her head on the bedpost.
"Does he have a lot of tattoos?"
she asks, thinking of the last person from whom Jimmy borrowed too much money, a guy named Alex Devine, who was said to be the singular human life form able to exist without a heart.
"I wish," Sally says.
The sisters stare at each other.
"Oh, God,"
Jillian is whispering now.
"It's the police, isn't it? Oh, my God."
She reaches to the floor to grab for the nearest pile of clothes.
"He's an investigator from the Attorney General's office. He found the last letter I sent you and traced you here." "That's what happens when you write letters."
Jillian is out of bed now, pulling on jeans and a soft beige blouse.
"You want to communicate? Use the damn phone."